Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. All right. I know, Stoney, you said you were watching the... What is it again? The LA Open? What are they calling it now?
Oh, the Genesis Open.
The Genesis Open.
I put
Open.
It on for a little bit and had your mention of your cacao grass, right? Kakula?
Kakuya.
Kakuya.
I don't even know how to spell it, but I just like Kakuya. I don't know about you, but I was busy watching the Lacom Suncoast Classic held each year at Lakewood Ranch, Florida. And my guy, Ben DeArmond.
Right before I saw your prep, I had the Golf Channel on and they were doing the story on it. There was no video.
Yeah.
I didn't see any video.
Ben had a disappointing opening round at old Lakewood Ranch. Nice track.
He went tin cup.
Yeah. He shot a 19 over par 91, which currently puts him in last place on the leaderboard. But, you know, he still can make a move today and hopefully make the cut. And then once he gets the weekend, you never know. On the... What hole is it? The second hole. So, you know, kind of an opening bogey. So he's one over after one. He goes to the second hole, and Stoney, he had a 17.
Yeah.
He put up a 17, and I could go shot by shot, but I won't bore you. There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 penalties that he took as part of his 17. So really, he was 18 over. Oh, no, wait. What was it? Par 4? So he was...
13 over on the hole.
13 over on the hole, 14 over after two. So really going 5 over the rest of the way is not that bad.
They were actually talking on the Golf Channel that they thought it was remarkable after getting a 51 that he closed with a 37, right?
I guess so.
54, and then he closed with a 37.
The funniest part about the article I printed out, it says, he shouldn't feel that bad about being in last place because the guy just ahead of him on the leaderboard is none other than former U.S. Open and Masters champion Angel Cabrera. And how Cabrera ends up on the web.com tour is beyond me.
Lord.
But anyway, look, you play golf.
All right,
I play golf.
Hold on, Cabrera. Which one smokes the cigar with the ponytail? Is that Cabrera or the other guy?
No, that's
Jimenez.
Yeah, Jimenez. Yeah. No, Cabrera's been a very good player. So I guess most people will fall back to golf on this. I won't. What is your all-time sports futility moment? Whether it's Little League, whether it's high school, whether it's college, when did you absolutely basically put a 17 on the second hole of a tournament?
Oh, eight years old, striking out in T-ball.
You struck out in T-ball?
Yeah.
Swinging or looking?
Swinging, and I was so...
You're staring at it. Time.
Strike three. You're out.
And I remember crying afterwards at my father because I thought I got... Cheated. Here's why. Back in the day, the team was a little different. It had this black hose thing, right, that they put the ball on. It wasn't as sophisticated. And I was under the impression, not that it makes it better. Well, you know how, like, my head bobs around a lot, so I probably obviously took my eye off the ball when I was swinging.
Of course you did.
Okay. Then I hit.
Never struck out on a moving pitch.
Yeah.
When I hit the hose and the ball... You know, came off the tee.
Oh, you thought you got a hit.
I know. I thought it was a foul ball.
Oh.
And they said, no, you're out. You missed it three times. I said, it was a foul. And I remember crying, and my father just, no, you struck out, Michael.
Wow. Struck out in T-ball.
Yeah.
That's like when Rieger struck out in a charity softball game a couple years ago, remember?
Yes.
And the pitch was like on the plate or something like that. Yeah.
There's still video of that on our Facebook page.
Good. Check that on the Facebook page. Well, the only one I could come up with, and it's actually a sport, it's perhaps my greatest sports achievement in an otherwise horrible result. When I was in, I think, fourth or fifth grade, I forget what grade I was in, we played a basketball game, and the final score was 4-2. We won, and I scored half our team's points.
Wow.
Yes. But, I mean, it was so pathetic, because I remember it was one of those scoreboards that was the red and green ribbons. You know what I'm talking about? Where it would be 0-0, and then somebody would... push the ribbon over to like 2.
Yes.
And so just to be staring at this thing for a, It's probably a grand total of a 45-minute game, but at the time it seemed
How old
like,
were you, you said?
I was probably 9 or 10, something like that.
10-feet baskets or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we never had lower baskets. Okay. I was 10 feet or that was it. I never played in a lower basket. 4-2.
That's amazing.
That is so pathetic.
When I saw that in your prep last night, because Connor had his first basketball game last week.
Yeah.
And he's 8 or 9 now. And the final score is 12-8.
Oh,
and I was like, "Is this seriously? Is it
that's like Loyola Marymount?"
And then you say that,
yeah,
4-2, 4-2,
the final score.
I remember one of my girls' basketball. Jessica was playing basketball team. We thought they were decent, but nothing great. And they played this team that was obviously before the game, you could tell was really good. I'm telling you, the final score of that game was probably, I'm not exaggerating, like 78-6. Something like that. God. I mean, it was just
Call
such
off
a,
the dogs,
oh,
right?
It's like, but they and they weren't pressing or anything like that. Our team was just so mismatched.
248-539-9797. Our guy Ben D'Armond shot a 17 on a hole at the Web.com tour. Something we've all probably done, except usually when we play golf, we stop at 10.
Yeah.
Right. 248-539-9797. Greatest moment ever of sports futility in your life.
Yeah, when you put 4 in the drink on a hole, mm-hmm. whatever the hell it was, that leads
is that what
to
it was? I never even saw what the hole was, so I don't know. He had 4 penalty shots, so yes. I assume it was something like that.
Yes,
so,
yes, indeed.
Mine was golf related as well. I was probably 21 years old or so, a little bit older maybe, but so playing 18, some course. I went to go visit a friend out in Grand Rapids, and we're playing out there. It was a pretty tough course, and I shot a 57 on the front 9, and was just completely like done. Like fried, just didn't care at all.
Oh yeah, that's what golf does to you.
And the 10th hole, I got on the green in 2 and made an eagle.
Wow.
Oh.
I then went on to get to a 32 going into the last hole, which was a par 5, and that included a triple bogey on a par 3.
Really?
I had 2 other birdies besides the eagle, dude. I've never played like this in my life. The it was wooded. Like laced fairways,
yeah.
I was just bombing the ball down the middle. It was insane.
So where'd you get in the last hole?
7. And shot a 39.
57-39.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the beauty of golf.
And the pain and the misery of golf as well.
And I had a friend one time in high school. He was a 1-under in a state tournament through the first 9 holes. Shot 35, leading. And shot a 52 on the back.
Oh, wow. God. And as if he didn't even need reminding, he probably still knows, remembers it on a daily basis.
He might be
basis.
Listening.
Good morning. Stoney, a couple of people calling out Stoney on the T-ball thing. Stoney, you were playing T-ball at 8 years old? Are you that physically challenged?
Let me explain.
Because it says T-ball is meant for 4-6 year olds. No,
well, aging myself, when I played, it was at official Little League. At 8, you join. See, then it gets into discussion of, I think, we have organized leagues a little too early for kids these days, but that's a whole different argument.
All right, just explain your situation.
Okay. When I was 8 years old, Little League started, there was a thing, it was called the Clinic. The Clinic League was for 8-year-olds, and half the season was T-ball, and the second half was self-pitch.
And if one of the rules was if you struck out in T-ball, you weren't advanced to self-pitch?
No, I actually pitched a no-hitter, actually, like 2 weeks later when we went to self-pitch.
Ooh.
I walked about 7 guys, but I pitched a no-hitter.
Danny points out, proud member of the struck out in T-ball club. Yeah. So, Danny, you're not alone. Danny
I'm sure I'm not alone, but yes, we started at age 8.
My son never played. I never played T-ball. My son's first year of baseball was the machine pitch, and the machine was not altogether accurate. I mean, these were not great machines. And, you know, most kids could make contact, but some of the kids just couldn't get the timing down of it. And it got to be so, because you couldn't strike out. So it'd be until they got a hit. It would just be like, oh, come on.
That's
come
why
on,
I think some of it, and it's the parents' fault.
I agree.
T-ball, you know, at age 4 or 5, as the ticket test texter suggests, there's kids out there like just lying in the dirt in the outfield. They don't want to be there. And it's an awful experience for some of them.
Yeah, I think Stoney deserves to be let off the hook on this, with all due respect, because they don't let you strike out anymore. The T-ball right now in our leagues is you until you get something, even if you barely touch it and it falls off the tee, everybody gets to run the bases.
Yeah, nobody gets out.
Right.
Nobody
so you can't strike out.
Yeah, you could make a brilliant play in the field. You can make a diving play at short, gather, throw, get the guy at first base by a step, and he's still safe.
I remember one year there was an out in Connor's T-ball league. where they hit a grounder to first, and the first baseman grabbed it and ran to first and got somebody out.
But he still got to be on first base.
And then the kid at first is like, I thought he was out.
Nope. 97 won the ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.